USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Dakota's only abortion clinic is suing over two state laws it says forces doctors to lie. The Center for Reproductive Rights filed a lawsuit on behalf of Red River Women's Clinic and the American Medical Association over a measure that requires doctors to tell patients that a so-called medication abortion is reversible. Molly Dunn is a staff member with the Center for Reproductive Rights and says the laws violate the First Amendment rights of doctors.
Physicians should be able to have open and honest conversations with their patients without interference from the government.
The date has now been set for Robert Mueller to go to Capitol Hill to testify before the two House committees about his Russia report. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but he did agree to honor their subpoenas. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Network.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Robert Mueller is speaking publicly on the Russia investigation. Despite the special counsel's vow not to follow up on last month's statement, he will comply with Democratic subpoenas to testify before two House committees, one of them the Intelligence Committee. Here's Chairman Adam Schiff.
I don't think all that many people have read it. The Attorney General Barr led a campaign of misinformation to deceive the American people about what was in the report. The President joined in by repeatedly saying no collusion, no obstruction, which is not what the report found.
Robert Mueller will testify on July 17. A triple-digit heat wave is scorching a big swath of Europe. Germany recorded its highest ever June temperature today, breaking triple digits as countries brace for the dangerous weather. They're imposing lower speed limits for fear of damaging the roads due to the heat. France is expecting temperatures as high as 113 degrees. Weather authorities in Belgium, the Czech Republic, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Switzerland have issued heat warnings. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The largest e-cigarette manufacturer in the world can no longer sell their products in its own home city. USA's Wendy King explains.
The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, where the e-cigarette Juul is headquartered, has approved an ordinance prohibiting the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of vaping products. It's not retroactive, so Juul can stay, but no new companies can come in. Supervisor Matt Haney says what sold the sales ban to him was the lack of regulatory oversight.
A product that does not yet have FDA approval for marketing. We also have seen an explosion of the use of e-cigarettes by youth.
Last year, one in five high school seniors admitted to vaping in the past month. They also have a plan to help small businesses that are impacted by the ban. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
In Honolulu, Beth Chapman, who co-starred with her husband on Dog the Bounty Hunter and later spoke out against some bail reform measures as the leader of the National Bail Agents Organization, has died. Chapman died at Queens Medical Center after an almost two-year battle with cancer. She was 51. Chapman was diagnosed with throat cancer in September 2017 after getting a nagging cough checked out. A tumor was removed and she was declared cancer-free, but in November 2018 she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And don't forget, you can watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or you can choose Twitter.com/USA Radio Network.